I think about 2.5 centuries ago, George Clinton took this oath of office, the one that my husband just administered me on a Bible that was the family Bible of the Roosevelt family that went back to the 1600s. So we always reflect about history. But when Clinton was sworn in as governor, I can tell you right now, not a soul in that place would have ever dreamed that a woman would take that same oath in this state. It's been a journey. And after that, 7 years later, a group of bold and really audacious women, and a few enlightened men, there's a lot of them around, like Frederick Douglass at the time, they gathered in Seneca Falls. Where's Seneca Falls? How do you find it without GPS? This was hundreds of years ago. But people found their way to this place, the crossroads of New York. And they stood up and they fought and they said, we're sick and tired of this existence. And they declared that all men and women are created equal. And they pursued the right to vote. Radical, radical concept at the time, the right to vote. Women can't vote. If you read all the arguments, they're absurd. But since then, New York women have been the trailblazers for the rest of our nation. For they overcame every barrier to push forward, despite all the odds. Names like Elizabeth Cady Stanton, Sojourner Truth, whose statue's in my office. Harriet Tubman, whose life story I read when I was 8 years old, and I treasured it, the struggles this young woman did and ended up living in Auburn, New York for the last 50 years of her life. Susan B. Anthony, against the tides of her time from Rochester, going around the country, friends with Frederick Douglass,